Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners. Welcome to another edition of Indie Country Radio on Weekdays with Murph. On the show today, it's all boys club with music from Joe Lesher Jr., The Band Still, and Endless Summer. So I think with that, let's get to some music, shall we? Let's bring this up. Okay. At number three today is an artist that I'm expecting big things from this year. His name's Joe Lesher Jr. He is. He played shows with the likes of Tim McGraw, Rascal Flatts, Cole Swindell, Thomas Rhett, Parmalee, Cannon Smith, Low Cash, and Montgomery Gentry. Joe recently released a much anticipated EP titled Jack to Jesus in March, and this is the EP's first single, coming in at number three on Indie Country Radio today. Here is Joe Lesher Jr. and A Tap of Little Tail Light.
You tore out the drive and you're southbound. Already feeling this way and you're barely gone. Got me singing that sorry done you wrong song. Whoa, in the heat of the blacktop you're fading fast. Whoa, that pedal on the left is the first step back. So tap a little tail light. Just long straightaways, good couple miles for the interstate. In between here and there, there's no stop sign. So if you touched them once, maybe it changed your mind. Oh, another mile or so, that's what I'm hoping for. Oh, go on, slam them on down to the floorboard. And tap a little tail light. Turn the wheel around. Yeah, ease off the gas, girl.
Little tail light, you clean breaks, you gotta be, wait, honey, what do you say? Tap a little tail light, give me a sign, I need to see, baby, if you're still mine.
was Joe Lecter Jr. at number three today on Indie Country Radio with A Type of Little Tail Light. Joe has just a beautiful new song out called, and I think I'm getting this right, Somebody Up There Must Like Me. I heard it for the first time a few weeks back, and I just instantly fell in love with it. So, if you're out there listening, Joe, I love the song, brother. Okay. At number two this week, I'm moving right along, and these guys are two of the most incredibly talented people I've heard in a long time. Originally based in Alabama, the band Still is made up of high school friends Bo Still and Ben Rubino. A video of Ben, of Bo actually, singing in a hospital waiting room went viral, and that's pretty much how the duo cut the ear of industry executives, including independent record label Fire River Records, who signed them to multi-album record deal. Let's see. On September 16th, 2016, A Tan Lines and Moonshine, the duo's debut country EP was officially released, featuring the debut single Tan Lines, which you're about to hear at number two this week on Indie Country Radio. And here we go.
Small town, a little school, back row, thought nobody knew that we went all the way to the end. Next thing I knew, I was all tangled up in you. But it was summer, it was love, and so fast-paced. Damn, I never get enough of your tan lines. Never gonna be enough moonshine to burn away the taste of you. In your backseat, going through all your CDs, trying to find one that moves me the way you do. Thinking we keep drinking, it's what we do. Riverbank still trying to get drunk. Got a couple more bottles in my trunk. How about I get some shine in me and wear clothes off you? Damn, I never get enough of your tan lines. Never gonna be enough moonshine to burn away the taste of you. In your backseat, going through all your CDs, trying to find one that moves me the way you do. She's the reason for all this Bama heat, the one and only habit I could not beat. She's summer rain, backwoods champagne, thin lines of country cocaine. But girl, I never knew the things we'd get into would end up being your first time and my first tattoo. Girl, you never know, someday before we get too old, we might grab that whiskey bottle and head back down that road. Baby, I don't care that everybody knew that we went all the way to the end. Damn, I never get enough of your tan lines. Never gonna be enough moonshine to burn away the taste of you. In the old backseat, going through all of your CDs, trying to find one that moves me the way you do. Enough of your tan lines. I drink all of my moonshine, but all I taste is you. In the old backseat, I went through all of your CDs, but I never found one that moved me quite like you do.
Oh man, I love that song. And no lie, I literally play that song at least 10 times a day. It's just so great. That was the band Still with one of my favorite songs, Tan Lines. Now, before we get to number one, there's a little bit of congratulating I have to do. I don't know if you follow her on social media, but this week, I think it was this week anyway, one of our super talented former guests, Jessica Lynn, announced that she had assigned a production deal and is working on brand new music. So, congrats to Jessica on the production deal, and I cannot wait to see what comes out of this. Okay. Before I play the number one song this week, I want to play a little bit of a guessing game with y'all. Let's see if y'all know what the number one song is and who it's by, just from their bio. This Canadian brother duo comprised of Bob and Clint Moffat professionally started performing from the early age of four with over 5,000 live performances. And they certainly fell into the category of seasoned entertainers. Along with their brothers Scott and Dave, the Muppets were signed to Polydor Records in Nashville and became the youngest band to ever sign a major label record deal. Over the course of their career, they sold in excess of 6 million records, recorded 7 albums, have gold and platinum records in 32 countries, performed at one of the first ever paid concerts in China, performed the first ever outdoor stadium concert in Vietnam, and to this day, hold album sales records for a international act in Indonesia, the Philippines, Malaysia, Thailand, and Singapore. And they're currently in Southeast Asia right now as we speak. They're currently on tour. But anyway, back to the bio. In 2006, Clint and Bob moved back to Nashville, where they re-established their country of songwriters. While honing their craft, the duo has had hit singles recorded by the Jimmy Rankin, Corey Lamb, the Dungarees, Tim Elliott, as well as numerous songs performed on ABC's primetime show, Nashville. Can you guess who it is yet? I can... Let's keep going. In 2015, the brothers released a Goodbye Baby on the... on Sirius XM, The Highway, that charted in the top 20 in October of 2016. The brothers, now known as Endless Summer, released their a self-titled EP and the first single, Amen for Women, which in a matter of weeks has eclipsed well over 2 million views. And you're about to hear it at number one this week on Indie Country Radio. And I just have to say, the title, Amen for Women. Amen to that, boys. Amen to that. Anyway, I'll shut up now and let y'all hear the number one song this week on Indie Country Radio. It's Endless Summer and Amen for Women.
Flipping their hair, cover their hips, the way they bite that bottom lip, yeah, they drive us wild. Quiet and loud, sexy and stubborn, they steal your heart, then they're stealing your covers, it's just their style. Try to read them, but they're
And that, my friends, was in the summer. It's up in the charts this week with their a debut single, Amen for Women. Now, as I said, the boys of Endless Summer are currently in Southeast Asia. On tour over there. So I hope they're having fun and rocking out. I'm not going to go into detail, but I just wanted to say next week's countdown is probably the best countdown I've ever put on. This music that we're playing next week, the two songs are from very, very dear friends of mine. And one song, see, I'm a sucker for songs with a good message. And one of these songs has, the best message ever. You'll just have to Instagram and find out who comes in at what spot. Okay? Let's see. Before we go any further, I did want to do an announcement right quick. Okay, so Tuesday, February 14th. And now I know that's Valentine's Day, y'all. And for any of the guys out there that don't have their ladies anything for Valentine's Day yet, get off your butts and go do it. Trust me. But that's neither out here nor there. But Tuesday, February 14th, that's this coming Tuesday at 4:30 Central. And there I go again. You already know this is Central Time, you already know that. We have a super talented singer, Amanda Jones, from Amanda Jones and the Family Band. And that Friday is our weekly episode of Indie Country Radio, as with every Friday. I'm working on something for the 21st and the 28th, March 1st. Y'all will definitely want to stick around for that. Not only do we have a singer-songwriter, Ashley Wineland, joining us, but her brand new single, She's Gone, drops that day too. So we'll ask Ashley about that, obviously. Let's see. It's Tuesday, March 7th. Mark this one down in your calendar. Because I still don't believe it. I still don't believe we actually have my favorite band from Canada, Runaway Angel, coming on the show. But Tuesday, March 7th, 4:30 Central, 5:30 Eastern. It's just, I remember the second I booked it, I look at the email and I go, what is happening right now? Just seriously, what? I'm not even believing this right now. It's so crazy. A Runaway Angel have been like I said, my favorite indie band from Canada, and one of my favorite indie bands ever, for a long time. And I'm just so excited to get to know him a little bit more and get to talk to him. See, with me, I guess it's my musically inclined brain. I'm always curious to know how a band got their name. Like Endless Summer that we played a minute ago. I'm curious to hear those stories. So I will definitely ask Ron Langell about that. And as most of y'all know, every one of these shows, I open up the phone lines to anybody. I mean, any of the guest fans, any listeners, and I hate using this word to describe listeners of the show, but any fans of the show, because frankly, and the reason I say that is frankly, I'm not famous enough to have fans. There's just no. When I think of the word fans, I think more of a George Clooney or a Brad Pitt. I'm not that famous, y'all. I honestly prefer the term friend or listeners, anything fans. I think with the last minute we've got left, I wanted to leave you guys with again another rundown of our shows. Next week we have Amanda Jones of Amanda Jones and the Family Band. March 1st we have Ashley Wineland with us. March 7th we have super talented Runaway Angel. And I'm working on something for the 21st and the 28th. The week of the 28th, if everything goes well, is going to be a crazy week. Because it'll be a three-show week. And we all know how well I deal with three-show weeks. And two of those shows will be hopefully back-to-back. So that's going to be very, very interesting, to say the least. I think with that, I think I'm going to stop rambling now, and I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Indie Country Radio on What Days with Murph. Thank you, and goodbye.